community proudly presents the JDE Connection, a Quest on-air podcast production.
This podcast explores and showcases how JDE customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success.
Hello, JDE Connection listeners. Welcome back. Once again, my name is Chandra Wabshaw, one of your podcast hosts, and I'm a senior business analyst at Brightview Landscapes. And with me this week and every week is my friend and podcast partner, Paul Houtcooper, Vice President of JD Edwards Product Development at Oracle. Today, we conclude our conversation with Andrew Ostick, Senior Business Analyst with JF Shea Company and Vice President of the JD Edwards TechSig. We talk about our role as change leaders in an organization, what makes someone a good BA, the importance of empathy and communication, as well as personal development and engaging the SIGs.
Yes, before we roll the tape on the conclusion of our conversation with Andrew, though, we just want to express our gratitude for Andrew coming on the show, providing his insights, and demonstrating his passion for JD Edwards and the JDE community.
Absolutely. And for the record, fun tech rules the world, thank you. However, I appreciate Andrew's willingness to share his funk tech knowledge with us. Especially helpful was his artful approach to logging SRs and searching my Oracle support. And with that, let's roll the tape on the conclusion of our interview with Andrew Ostick. I like your term, Andrew, change leaders. That's a really good term for what we do in addition to translating. Clearly spend a lot of our time translating, but I think that is one term that I overlooked, and I applaud you for bringing that up because it is very much a part of what our job is, to really be that change leader, to bring those ideas forth, to advocate for them, like you said, holding up your sign, look what JDE can do, look what JDE can do, to be able to say, hey, we can solve this. We don't need another solution. We don't need another third-party solution. We don't need to bring in something we may not even need to customize. We can do this within the platform itself.
That was really an evolution of thought in my own regards, because I came from a non-technical background, you know, recovering accountant, and then you come into an IT role. I had an assumption that everybody had an interest in why things happen. Why did the system give me this report output? But what I ran across was a lot of people did not have that, nor did they really care. They like, no, just make it work. So you kind of having to understand your role in facilitating a solution, a change, anything. It's something that end user, they don't care. They just want it to be right. So you have to be sensitive to that change impact, to what they're doing and what they're asking of you.
How do you get them interested, though? I mean, in the end, you want end user buy-in or business buy-in. How do you change that attitude of, I don't care, just make it work, to somebody that can be receptive to, here's an idea, what do you think?
It's difficult because everyone is unique. So what I've always done as self-deprecating humor is kind of my go-to, is just to always find something and say something. Got to keep it PC, you know, but trying to get them off their guard, making fun of myself or making fun of the process that we're doing, whatever it is, just to kind of catch them off guard from what's being discussed. And what it did is usually kind of set them back a little bit. Just if I got a chuckle or anything out of it, it kind of reset the tone of the conversation to discuss something outside of what's being done with a joke or just a conversation about whether, you know, the Vikings losing, whatever it is.
Well, yeah, there's a never-ending list of, you know, Vikings losses to reference. That usually brings anybody's guard down. I mean, everybody can relate and get excited about that.
Yeah, when you speak to people at a ceiling level, I mean, we're all just people doing a job. When you speak to them as another person before you get into the meat grinder of what you're trying to get at, it does kind of reset a little bit of the tone, because maybe this is unique, but you don't always have people coming to IT with praise, and you guys are doing a great job. This is working. I really appreciate everything you guys have been enabling. It's usually they're coming to you because they have what they're expecting to happen isn't happening, or they would like to have something better. So I don't know, just a way of disarming who you're engaged with to kind of just go, hey, we're all people here. Be kind to one another. Let's look at this in a little bit lighthearted before we kind of have to go through that meat grinder of what we have to get in regards to the requirements gathering or that root cause analysis, the troubleshooting solution path that we all want to get to.
Yep.
So, Andrew, let's talk a little bit about the SIGs. I know you're heavily involved with the tech SIG, so tell us a little bit about what you're doing there. And then tell us a little bit about maybe some of the other SIGs you've been a part of and what the SIGs have brought to your life.
Absolutely. The SIG community and the Quest Oracle community, the E1 community, whether that's JDE list, whether it's in Oracle support, the user community within Quest has just been absolutely fantastic and given more to me than what I ever could have imagined. So I always like to volunteer and be part of that. And if I can give back, I'd love to do that because I've taken more than I'm going to ever give, probably. But with the tech SIG, as of the beginning of this year, I've now moved into the vice president role of the tech SIG there. So I've been involved with that now on the board for the last 3 or 4 years, taking part as the enhancement coordinator for the technology SIG. And helping to facilitate enhancements that are submitted within the Quest Oracle community. They've got an enhancement database and a tool, trying to help spread the knowledge and sing the praises of being able to affect what's being delivered in the quarterly updates that is available to us all from Oracle. That enhancement coordinator position has really kind of been a very neat and rewarding thing. There's a lot of opportunities for improvement there, but it's an eye-opening experience in being involved in that. The thousands of enhancements that are just on the Quest side probably pale in comparison to what Oracle has on their side. So being part of that tech SIG itself, I mean, that covers your development, orchestrator, sysadmin, security, all of those aspects of E1 has really helped me tremendously in what I've always had the interest, which is the technical side coming from an end user or the business stakeholder 20 years ago and shifting into the IT role. I'm interested in that tech SIG. So the technical aspects, I guess you would say, of E1 and wanting to understand that better and how I can use my business skills, my accounting mind frame to marry the two, if you will. But the tech SIG, being part of that board has just been phenomenal. Just wonderful people, always given of their time and knowledge, but very active in engaging with the community. Where you find going to any of these conferences that you'll never meet a stranger once you meet them for the first time. It's such a vibrant community that people will bend over backwards to help you because they don't want a new person to be on an island. I mentioned that previously in a role that I was at, that I was on an island, I was swimming. And the thing that saved me was becoming part of the West community and starting to branch out and realize that where I was at that time was probably abnormal, kind of that purple squirrel, that unicorn mentality where you were having to accommodate so many different things in your support role that's probably not the right way to support it. So you start to ask questions of other people. Hey, how does your organization do this? How do you do this here? So that tech SIG has just been absolutely a wonderful area. I've been involved in a number of the different SIGs. I first started with the small business SIG. Tammy Gasson and the wonderful people at Stoner Solutions kind of helped start that. And that's kind of where I started with, was president of that for a bit. I'd love to drop in on the finance SIG because that's where my home is on that financial module, 09, right?
That's where
the cool people play.
That's right. That's where all of us cool people are.
Oh, sorry. Did you say
finance? Fell asleep again.
I fell asleep.
And next, we're going to talk AI.
Yes.
And not the dirty management ones, not the DM.
That's right.
Because they think they're special. They need their own.
The dirty management. I had not heard that one. That's pretty good. I love it.
So one thing I'd like to just say is that thank you, because not only have you been a change agent within your organization, as you described earlier, but you're a change agent or an agent of change outside of that for JD Edwards at large, participating in all the SIGs and submitting enhancement requests and influencing roadmap and trying to bring about a better product. So I greatly appreciate your contributions.
Yeah, it's a rewarding piece trying to be a part of something that's larger than you and even of yourself, and helping those that may be going through things that you have in the past. That's another empathetic hat that we all have to wear.
Yes, absolutely. And that's part of, I feel like there's so much knowledge and so many steps that we've made along the way where we've banged our head into a few walls more than a few times as we were trying to learn. So being able to have a platform like this where we can talk about those things and share them openly and know that it's okay to ask questions, first of all, people, ask them. Like Linda had mentioned in our conversation that we had with Linda Sloan Compton, she had said one of the things she says in the BA SIG is, if you have the question, somebody else, I guarantee you, has either A, already struggled with it, or B, is struggling with it now. So don't be afraid to ask.
I used to always tell the junior BAs or anybody that was mentoring is, whenever you're involved with a end user or a stakeholder on the business side, never assume you know what they're talking about. Never assume that you have an answer for it. That's what networking with other people, that's what all the resources out there for you, that there's somebody else that has had that same question, or you may not be able to articulate. You may not be speaking the same language. You did mention that, Chanda, early on, is that interpretation. You don't want to make it an interrogation. You want to have an interpretation for that office space. You know, I talk with the technical people. I'm a very important person. What do you do? Well, that in between.
True.
Wow. Great reference. I love it. So if there is that one piece of information that you look back at your former self just starting out, and there's somebody now starting out in this space, I mean, is that really that one piece of advice, is don't be afraid to ask questions? Or is there another piece of advice that you would give your former self or people just starting out now?
Yeah, I think it's that is don't be afraid to ask questions, and don't be afraid to admit that you don't know anything. When you're talking with the end users, I used to always tell them the best response you can give is, let me look into that and I'll get back to you. Because you don't. I mean, you really rarely are going to have an answer right off the top of your head that's going to solve the request that they're asking for. So let me get back to you to confirm that the information that I'm giving you is correct.
Yes, that is definitely something I'm not afraid to say. Hey, I don't know the answer to that, but I'll look and I'll get back to you. And getting over that when you feel like people look at you as the JD Edwards expert and them not understanding that this system is, it's very large, it's very complicated. When you dig into it, there's a lot into it that most organizations aren't taking advantage of. So knowing that it might very well exist, I just need to go look and see if it does.
You hit on something there, Chandra, is that you got to give yourself some grace, because when you're new in these roles, you have a tendency to think, I'm responsible for this. I should be able to know, or I should be able to answer this quickly. I should know this off the top of my head. And that you got to give yourself some acceptance that you don't know everything. And that's a hard thing to do, especially at the beginning, because you feel like the weight is on your shoulders that you should know these things. And you do know these things, but it takes some time to structure the response or find the right answer. You know where to go look. That to me is when you start to know where to go look and how to find that information faster, that's when you start to really kind of hit your groove. It's not that you know it off the top of your head. It's that you know how to go find the answer to what's being asked.
Yeah, I think that was great advice early on in my career, that it's not so much about what you know or having the right answer quicker than anybody else. It's that you can go figure it out. And once you get confident operating outside your comfort zone, because you're just confident in your ability to go figure it out and leverage your resources to go figure it out, the world changes. drastically. You have much more success.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's universal. That's a wonderful way to articulate that is, yeah, when you have the skill set and confidence to figure things out versus trying to be rote and just expel information from a deep, dark recesses, I mean, that's where you're going to really take off and have some rewarding results.
Interested in learning how other JDE customers are driving success in their organizations? Join one or more of the JD Edwards Special Interest Groups, or SIGs, for informal conversation and community. Bring your questions, find answers, build your JDE network, share and prioritize product ideas, and help influence product roadmap. To sign up, visit questoraclecommunity.org/groups.
You know, you don't know everything that's out there, Chad, or your point being that it's a very complex system and there's so much feature functionality. And I just wanted to take the opportunity to mention that there are a lot of processing options in the system already.
I still want a couple more, Paul.
And if you can't find them, I'm sure an enhancement request can be entered on your behalf.
I know who to call. Thanks, Andrew.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Ghostbusters.
We got to get a clip in there.
Whole episode of 80s and 90s pop culture and movies, music.
Oh my.
And how we can tie it all in to JDE.
Right?
Wow.
It's lost on my kids, so maybe it'd find a home within the community.
It's funny that every time I turn around, I run into a recovering accountant.
You can't escape us.
Mm-mm.
I wonder how many of us in the community are recovering accountants that are BAs.
I see a lot of people like in our roles that have an accounting background. And I don't know, to me, it's a way of thinking that is very conducive to being a business analyst, that data is auditable. Finances are audible. So everything's got a reason and a purpose and it fits into a box, right? There's a way, your GAAP principles, all that type of stuff. So I think it is a very common background for a lot of the business analyst professionals.
I would agree. I mean, I think with accounting, you have a love of numbers and you have a love of structure. And when you go into the BA role, and in my case, when I went into just development, I didn't want to get down into the zeros and ones and bits and bytes and the low level stuff, but being at a business level, logic level, being able to write business logic, I mean, that was greatly appealing to me. Those two worlds are just, there's a level of analysis as well that you enjoy. It's not extreme, but it's just, there's a healthy level of analysis, a healthy love for numbers, a healthy love for logic. Hey, guess what? This is a good place for you.
Yeah, I think having those strong analytical and problem-solving skills are key in, I mean, I know they're key in accounting, but they're also key as a business analyst. We're continually analyzing data. We're continually trying to problem-solve. There's problems every day that come in. And I think the ability to think critically and identify patterns, that's a lot of accounting is pattern-driven.
Yeah. I mean, there's just a lot of similarities between those two worlds, a lot of similarities.
To the point where when you're an accountant and you can spend 2 hours in a spreadsheet reconciling something and you get it to reconcile and you're just, I mean, that's the best part of your day. You jump it up and nobody else gives a darn, right? At that point, they're like, why are you excited? It's the same thing. You get a piece of logic to function the way you envision it. It's the same thing. You get so excited with the end result of that, and everybody else looks at you like, isn't that what you're supposed to do, right? Isn't that supposed to reconcile? Isn't that logic supposed to process the way you want it to?
Yeah. Same thing with database, too. If you create a database and you do this in accounting and you do it in development, if you can create a database that stores your data in a way that makes it easy to access, easy to sort, easy to analyze. I mean, it is exciting. I mean, it feels so good. And then you can build so many things off of that. It doesn't matter if you're playing in Excel with your numbers or you're playing in JD Edwards with your logic. So
Excel, the world's foremost ERP system.
Yeah.
And data repository.
It is the system where all accountants live. No matter what third-party tool you might give them for the reporting, it's still going to end up in Excel at some point.
Great analytical tool. Not necessarily the ERP system you want.
No.
No. Well, at this point, we should probably try to conclude, and I say try to conclude our Midwestern goodbye.
That Midwestern goodbye is just a way to show everyone that we're not in a rush to leave your company. We're not in a rush to leave the podcast. So this is just an opportunity to meet up later on a high.
Well, thank you, Andrew, for your time today and your wonderful insight. It was very enlightening. I very much enjoyed the conversation.
As did I. Thank you, Andrew, for joining us. We appreciate you taking time out of your day to be with us.
Well, thank you for having me, and I appreciate what you guys are doing and helping to build the JD connection out to any future and existing business analysts that we want to introduce to the fun that is JD Edwards.
Well, I suppose it's time to go and wrap up this episode.
Holy Hannah, it was good talking to Andrew.
Oofta, he sure did have some good tips and tricks.
No, yeah, you'd be bonkers not to learn something useful from him.
You betcha. That was better than tater tot hot dish with a side of cheese curds.
Oh, for goodness sakes, did you see the weather forecast for Denver?
Oh, that must have slipped right past me.
It's looking like 2 to 3 feet, don't you know?
Oh, yeah? Well, as long as there's no wind, it won't be so bad.
On the bright side, it'll melt fast. So traffic won't be as slow as molasses on a cold winter's day. At least not for long, anyway.
Well, until next time, folks, keep your conversations warm and your farewells longer than expected.
Join us next time, where Paul and I give you the lowdown on Blueprint 40. We will offer insight on some customer sessions you might want to attend. And since I can't get Paul to give me a processing option, maybe he will at least give me a hint at what the product team is doing, or maybe he will give us a sneak peek of what you might hear in the keynote. We'll cover the special interest group, or SIG, meeting schedule, and provide some insights on the executive forum and introduce something new this year, Quest's Emerging Leader Program. Until next time, let's keep learning, sharing, and most importantly, laughing together. Toodles!
Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/JDE Connection.
To learn more about what's happening in the Quest JD Edwards community, visit our website at questoraclecommunity.org/JD Edwards.